Take the few minutes that we have to try to understand become Kabbalat HaTorah today's day and age with all trials and tribulations of all that we face in the world today. Where do we take the strength to make the right choice when it comes Shuot to be Mekabel the Torah b'shlemut? Let us address one question. Why was the Torah given in the Midbar? For what reason did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick to give the Torah in a place that was barren, place that there was no water, place that nothing grew? For what reason? Maybe we can address this and understand why. There's a pasuk in Parshas Ekev that tells us what the Midbar looked like. It says in pasuk, "Amulichecha b'Midbar haGodol v'Anora Nachash Sarav v'Akrav." In the Midbar, there were three things: snakes, fiery serpents, and scorpions. It's talking in Gashmiut, and then it's talking in Rochniut. There were dangers of snakes, scorpions, serpents that were dangerous for a person. But Sfarim HaKdoshim tell us that it doesn't only mean the danger of the serpents and the snakes. It means that the greatest kochot atuma, the greatest kochot atuma that ever existed, was there in that Midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked a place with the greatest kochot atuma, the greatest kochot atuma that a person can imagine that will ever be. Nachash, everybody knows the Nachash symbolizes the Nachash HaKadmoni, the Nachash that went, brought every all the evil into this world in the Chet of Eitz Hadat. The Nachash, the Saraf that burns all the Kedusha. The Akrav that the Gemara tells us in Mesechet Berachot, that if a person is in the middle of prayer and there comes an Akrav, he has to stop. So dangerous it is, so great is the kochot of an akrav. And Sfarim tell us that the akrav is the tuma of krirut, the tuma of being cold to everything. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, I know that there'll come times that you'll be in galut. I know that there'll be times that there'll be nisyonot of tuma in the world. And you'll pick up your hands and say, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. You know when he gave the Torah? In a world that was primitive, in a world that didn't have the nisyonot of today, in a world that didn't have the pritzut of today. But maybe in a world like today, we can't keep the Torah in its shleimut. We can't do everything that the Torah tells us. Because there's so much problems in the world, so much nisyonot in the world, faced by the pritzut in the world, by the technology of the world. It bombards us with everything from all sides, with so much toma, maybe a little bit less. Maybe we don't have to do the Torah b'shlemut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will give the Torah in the Midbar, where there's the Nachash, where there's the Saraf, where there's the Akrav, where is all the tumot of the world. And over here I will show you that over here I will give you the Torah to teach you, no matter where you will be in the world, no matter where you will get to in the world, no matter what place you will be in the world in the future, no matter what kind of tumot will come down in the world, you should know I gave you the Torah Kedosha in those matzavim, in those circumstances that you should be able to overcome. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked the Midbar. It says in the Torah Kedosha that when we stood in front of Har Sinai, the Torah Kedosha tells us what it looked like. And it says in the Pasuk that besides everything that there was an Ashan. V'Har Sinai Ashan Kulo. Har Sinai was full of smoke. Ashan is smoke. Ashan is more than smoke. It's a thick smoke. Why was there smoke on the Ashan? Neshayarad alav Hashem ba'esh. V'yal Ashanok Ashan akivshan. And the smoke rose like the smoke that rises from the smoke of a furnace. What is this Ashan? What is this Ashan? What was the tachlit of this Ashan? I will propose what the tachlit of this Ashan was. Ashan is a roshe tevot, akrav, saraf, nachash. The three kochot atuma that there were in the Midbar, the three kochot atuma that exist till the time when the Mashiach will come and clear the world of tuma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah and gave us the koach to overcome it. To overcome it. And to overcome every koach of Tumah that there is in the world. So when we come to Matan Torah and we stand and we think, what does it mean to us in today's day and age? What does it mean to us when we come in such a world that we live in today? It means that we have to realize that the Torah Kedosha gives us the ability to overcome every trial and every tribulation. How? The Pasuk tells us in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, you know the Torah is Mesukim Midvash Menofef Tzufim. The Torah Kedosha is sweeter than honey. How did they know that it was sweeter than honey? How do you know that it's sweeter than honey? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted we should know that. What did He give us before Matan Torah? He gave us the man. What does it say on the man? Tamo kitzapichit bidvash. The man and the tam had a taste of honey, the sweetest honey. And after you tasted that man, and it tasted like the sweetest honey in the world, He gave us the Torah and showed us Misukim midvash. It's sweeter than honey. But what do I have than that, that it's sweeter than honey? What does that teach me that it's sweeter than honey? You know what it teaches us? Let me tell you what the Chafetz Chaim tells us, what it teaches us. There is an halacha brought in Rishonim. A person goes and has a beehive. And he takes out the honey. He takes out the honey. He wants to go eat the honey. And suddenly he sees in the honey pieces of bee. A bee is a sheretz. A bee you're not allowed to eat. Am I allowed to eat that honey or am I not allowed to eat that honey? Yes. The Rosh says that you could eat it. Why can you eat it? Because the sweetness of the honey changes the bee to become mutar. The power of the sweetness of the honey takes that piece of bee that was left over, which you're not allowed to eat, and now you're suddenly allowed to eat it, because the sweetness changes it. That's what some Rishonim hold. We don't, la lacha, could be we don't hold like that. But there are Rishonim that tell us that. The fact is true, but that honey changes something, and changes its mitziyut from a davar tameh to a davar tohor. Me, every single person, the Yetzirah comes and tells him, you're going to become better. You know what you did that day and that day. You can't change. You can't change. If you go ask the world outside, you go ask a psychiatrist, a psychologist, can a person change? No. There's no hope for a person to change. We can help him, we could make him cope. Change? That's what he is. The Torah Kedosha is Mesukim Midrash. What does it mean it's Mesukim Midrash? Tells us the Chafetz Chaim. When a person learns Torah and he engrosses himself into the Torah, he's surrounded by Dvash, he's surrounded by honey. So all that's within him, that's Tameh, suddenly changes to a Davar Tohor. It changes him. It makes him into a different person. It changes his midot. It changes his actions. It changes his tavot. It changes everything that he wants. Because that's what the koach of Torah Kedoshah is. Torah Kedoshah is like honey. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, he didn't just tell us to listen to the Torah. He gave us the weapons, how to fight. Let me tell you over something that the Sfat Emes writes, something that every single one of us has to believe, Be'emunah Shlema. If one was to live in a country that the king of the country or the dictator of the country or the president of the country will send people into the war to fight an enemy and not give them weapons, take teenagers and tell them, go out and fight the war, and you don't have weapons with what to fight, what would we call such a dictator? What would we call such a president? The worst names. How can he take a teenager and put him up against an enemy that's loaded with ammunition, without any ammunition to fight? We say every single day, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hamarachem Rachem Aleinu Avinu Ava Rachaman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rachaman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachem Aleinu. So what are we going to tell, what are we going to say? Oh, in 2013, we can't cope. We can't cope. What does it mean we can't cope? He took out an neshama, sent it down to this world without ammunition, you can't fight? You're going to be choshed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to say on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Davinu Ava Rachaman, that he sent out our neshamot to the world without ammunition? Is that possible? So it must be that he gave us the ammunition. It must be he gave us the ammunition. Because if he didn't give us the ammunition, he's not a Rachaman, Chas V'Shalom. So we have the koach to fight everything that faces us. But that's not enough. I want to try to explain to you why we, our generation, is going to be zochet to the Gula. I don't understand it. 200 years ago, there lived Gonim Tzadikim. 500 years ago, there lived Mishonim, Gedolei Olam. And the Gula didn't come, and for us little people, the Gula is going to come. Why? What's chut? And what's chut is the Gula going to come? Why is the Gula going to come to us, to our generation, to our children's generation? Why? And what's chut are we going to be zocheh? Let us look at the Chag of Shavuot and ask two questions. On Shavuot, when there was a Bet HaMikdash, we brought Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem was for Chametz. Why, if we start off Pesach, we're eating Matzah, the culmination of the 7 weeks, we're going to take something that's the opposite of what we started with, we end up with Chametz. We bring a mincha with chametz. Why? Why with chametz? A second question I'll ask you. The halacha is that even there are those that hold that every Yom Tov I don't have to eat and drink. Shavuot, everybody says lachem. Everybody says you have to eat and drink. Why? Shavuot is the highest Yom Tov of Ruchniyot. The Torah, Kabbalat HaTorah, why do I have to eat and drink for? The answer to this question is very simple. The reason why we are zochet to have the Torah, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, is for a very simple reason. Because we have a Yetzer Hara, because we have Nisyonot, that's why we were zochet to have the Torah. We were zochet to have the Torah only because we have Nisyonot. Only because we face Nisyonot. That is the reason we had the Schia to get the Torah. And because we have that Schia, only because of that, we take Chametz, which symbolizes the Yetzer Hara. We take Chametz, which symbolizes the Yetzer Hara, and we use Chametz on this Yom Tov to show that only because there's Chametz in the world, that's why we are Zochet to the Torah. Because there's Chametz on this world. Because there's a Yetzer Hara in this world. And that's why we are Zochet to the Torah. It comes, Shavuot, we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a goof. We are people made up of a goof. We eat, we drink. We have a Yetzer Hara to go after all our necessities of the goof and indulge in the goof. And that's why we are Zochet to the Torah. Only because we have a Lachem. Only because we have a goof. Only because we have a Gashmiut. That's why we are Zochet to the Torah. That is the reason we get the Torah. So let us think for a minute. The Torah was given because they had a Yetzer Hara and they were gover on the Yetzer Hara. That's why we were zochet to the Torah. If our generation faces Yetzer Hara that never existed in the world, what do I mean a Yetzer Hara that never existed in the world? In all generations, if a person did an Aveira, it was known to somebody else. So he had something that was able to protect him. What was that? Busha. Busha. Shame. Shame. Every person has shame. So shame protected him not to do an Avera. Today we have two things strikes against us. Two strikes against us. Two strikes which never existed in the world. One, we live in a world that has no shame whatsoever. We live in a street that tells us, go dress the way you want, walk what you want, do what you want in the street, don't be ashamed of anybody, act like an animal in the street, and don't have any busha. That's the world we live in. And we live in a world that you can go down in a basement where nobody will see you, and you'll forget that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's watching you, and travel the world wide web, and go into all the tumult of the world without any busha. So we have two strikes against us. From one side, the busha was taken away from us, and that takes away the ability to overcome because there's busha. The second thing is against us, that we can do an avera rachmana litzlan without any busha, because nobody will know about it. At least we think nobody will know about it. So we live in a very hard world. And still in this hard world, we are overcoming that Yetzer Hara. Something that no generation ever did. Could you imagine what we are going to get for that? Could you imagine what we are going to be zocheh for that gvura that we have? That when the whole street says, don't give it, don't worry about how you go dressed. And we still walk the streets with tzniut. Even if somebody will scream at you, you're a neb, you don't care. You go there on the whole street and you show yourself as a isha tznua. You don't care that people say you don't have to have busha anymore. You realize that the whole Matan Torah was that we should have busha. It says in the Torah, Kedosha, the Gemara tells us, what does it mean you shouldn't have a chait? The Gemara tells us, Zua busha. The ultimate koach not to have chait is busha. And we stick with our busha in a world which doesn't have busha. and we overcome the nisyonot of living, doing things which nobody knows about. So you know what? We are going to be zocheh. First, we are zocheh to a Kabbalat HaTorah in this year. A Kabbalat HaTorah, because we have a Yetzara, because we have such a great Yetzara. So we're zocheh to a mamad of Kabbalat HaTorah miyuchad, a special Kabbalat HaTorah for this year, for this Yetzara that we face, we get a special Kabbalat HaTorah. And for that, we understand why we will be zocheh, why we will be zocheh to have the Mashiach. Why? Because we're facing things that we don't even understand what it means. We don't even understand to what gvura we have to overcome the nisyonot, to overcome the trials and tribulations of our generation. The nachat ruach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has from our generation, even though it's a few, even though it's not everybody, but that one person that's govern on the nisyonot and doesn't bow down to the street and doesn't say that I'm going to join the street that screams, join me, come with me, I have so much to offer. And you take the koach of Yosef HaTzadik and you say, Vayema'en, I don't need what you have, I don't want what you have, I don't need what you offer me. You're trying to offer me all the beauty of the world, I don't need it, keep it for yourself. And that's chut, we're zocheh to Kabbalat HaTorah, and that's chut will be zocheh to see with our own eyes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula b'mehera b'yameinu. In what zchut will we be zochet to that? In what zchut? Because we'll be able to tell Mashiach Tzidkeinu, we didn't bow down. We withheld. We withheld the nisyonot. We overcame the nisyonot. You know what means nisyonot? Let me tell you. Let me tell you what means nisyonot. Let me tell you a story from today. A girl that's a teacher in a school, in an Orthodox school, pre-1A. Her students are between 4 years old and 5 years old. The student was sleeping a whole day. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. But you know that a four-year-old doesn't know what to say and what not to say. So the teacher called over the student and asked her, why do you sleep by day? So the student said, when my mommy goes to sleep, I go down to the kitchen, I take out her telephone from the pocketbook, and I watch movies the whole night. A 4.5-year-old child. I'm not telling you a good smart. I can tell you who the name of the child, I can tell you the name of the school. So the mother, they called the mother, and the mother said, it's a lie, because there's a password. So the principal said, I'll tell you the password. The daughter told you the password, and she told the mother the password, and the mother was shocked. A 4.5-year-old, Rabotai. Do you realize the world we're living in? Do you realize the nisyonot of the world we're living in? Do you realize what it means that you can't say, eh, my child, not? A 4.5-year-old knows already what goes on in the world. In this kind of world, we still have teenagers that spit at the world, that say no to the world, that don't want the world, and don't need the world. That'll bring the gugulah. And that's good. Abel the Torah will remove this year. On all the nisyonot that there are today, because we realize that the Torah was given with the nachash, with the saraf, with the akrav, and we'll be govern on all of that, and we'll take the power to be able to take what we have, the Yerusha, from our parents, from our grandparents, from all the dorot till matan Torah, and be mekabel the Torah again with a new conviction, and overcome our faults, and overcome our trials, and overcome our tribulations, and be zocheh to be mekabel the Torah with the tchatshut, and zocheh to see Mashiach Tzidkeinu b'meira b'yameinu. Amen.